You are now listening to Cinema Cabinet with your hosts, Ted Evans and Wayne Burfine.
Hey everybody, Ted Evans here. Welcome back to another episode of Cinema Catnip. This is part two of our interview with Adam Wheeler.
What? Oh, sorry. No. Yeah, he looks like a fucking, yeah, like a villain.
Molester that was in a fire accident.
He played a pedophile in a movie.
That's, yeah. Well, he plays a pedophile in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Before technically. That.
But like, yeah, where it's...
There was another movie where he played a pedophile.
Because he was a child Watch star. Me?
No. Oh. Kevin Bacon played a pedophile in, I think it was called The Woodsman or something like that. It was... Yeah, the cover is him holding a ball.
Hollow Man.
No.
He was molesting everything in that movie. Holy shit.
A ball bad. Like a young child's ball?
No, testicle.
Like that's, a kickball. Yeah. Like a kickball. Okay. He was holding a kickball on the cover of The Woodsman, I think it's called. But it's Kevin Bacon. And apparently he's a registered sex offender. And he moves into this neighborhood. And people find out about it. And they try to get him out or whatever. And like it's...
So
I haven't
back,
seen it. I just read about it, but apparently, like, he plays this like recovering pedophile. So like,
right?
He doesn't still molest kids. Like, he did something bad or whatever, and now he's trying to move on with
face.
His life.
Right.
And it was just a phase.
There's no.
He grew out of it. Come on, guys. We all go through that phase where we touch kids.
There's no PA. It's very public. No pedophiles anonymous. It's pedophiles publicly known.
Kevin Bacon as a villain, I find pretty tough to the. He was good in the X-Men.
I liked him in Super. Did you see him in Super? He's the bad guy in Super.
No, I didn't see Super.
It didn't really good. Dwight from The Office is in it.
Oh, Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, Rainn Wilson. Mm-hmm. He plays this guy whose wife, Liv Tyler. Boom, boom. like leaves him for this drug dealer, Kevin Bacon. And so he basically snaps and decides to become a superhero to kind of get his wife back. And so like there's a scene where he's waiting in line at the movie theater, like, and this guy with his girlfriend come and butt in front of the line, and he's like, "Hey, no butting," and like he's like, "Yeah, what are you gonna do about it?" It's like, "No butting," and he's like, "Buddy, I heard you. I don't care." You know, that kind of thing. So he walks out of the line, goes to his car, changes into his superhero outfit, walks up with a pipe wrench and just bashes his skull in. He's like, "Winners don't butt in line." Like, it's a really good movie. It's by the guy who did Slither, James Gunn.
Okay.
He's also going to be directing...
I'm thinking Tim Gunn.
Tim Gunn. Yeah, okay. All
right. You're thinking someone else. Yeah. James Gunn.
Oh, are they related?
Who did Saw?
Oh.
Saw is... someone, Derek something or whatever.
That's a couple guys. Start off with Patrick Melton.
Why do I think that Gunn did...
Okay. James Gunn did Slither. He also used to work for Troma Films.
Tromaville.
Yeah. He did a bunch of...
Toxic Avenger and a lot of... Right, that's a super, super goofy...
That's where he got his start, was like being assistant on that or whatever. Yeah. But like his first directorial debut, I believe, was Slither. Okay. Then he did
Super. I've seen pieces of that.
And now he just got tapped to do Guardians of the Galaxy.
What?
Marvel.
Shut up.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a big jump in fucking response. Wow.
In production
value. Well, basically, based off of... It was off of Joss Whedon's... recommendation that he got the job.
Mm-hmm.
And James Gunn, if you have to see Super. Basically,
do you
like.
Have Super? Or is it on Netflix?
I have a downloaded version of it. I have a very legal version of it.
Good.
Joss Whedon has become like the new guy that, like, kind of almost like the way Louis C.K. in comedy, like, what Louis C.K. says is now the truth.
Well, have you guys
what Joss
seen...
Whedon says in movies is now the truth in movies.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he always had a following. He always had a cult following because Firefly. I love
Firefly.
Firefly
was amazing. Yeah.
It sucks that it was canceled. So,
and I couldn't believe how good Serenity was. I was like, oh, spinoff movie.
Oh yeah,
cool. But it was great. The movie was.
But
awesome.
The only thing that scared me when they announced that Joss Whedon was going to be doing Avengers, I was like, there's always this kind of campy-ish feel to everything that he does, and mm-hmm. I was really worried that that's what Avengers was going to turn into.
Tough to be campy with a
however
budget.
Well,
yeah. Right,
it's really hard to be campy with that large budget. Yeah. Plus, he had producers, he had writers from Marvel talking to him. He's a huge Marvel fan, so he wanted to stay true to it. So I think there was enough checks and balances within that whole thing,
mm-hmm.
where it was kind of like, I think he was a little more reined in for the Avengers. I think Avengers 2 is going to be really going to see, like, if he can still do it. Because I think with the Avengers, you had this huge, like, tentpole film that, like, it had all these movies building up to it. So you had to stay within the storylines to keep within, to make it work, you know. And so there was, like, a Marvel Bible, basically saying, like, this is what happened. This was this person's history. This is what you can talk about. This is what you can not talk about. And there's enough producers riding up his ass being like, look, we're giving you a huge budget. This is a really big deal. You can't fuck this up. So come to us before anything. So I think there was a lot of that stuff. He's now has a lot more freedom for Avengers 2, which he already signed on to direct. Mm-hmm. But with that freedom, will he really thrive and become like and make Avengers 2 that much more awesome? Or will, because he doesn't have to be checked on constantly, will it become a little campier, which is what I'm a little scared of.
Yeah. Now, is this because of the ending? Are they going to fight the Skrulls now? Is that what's coming?
No. What's his name?
Thanos.
Thanos. Yeah, Thanos. He's got the gauntlet. His weapon. It's the Infinity Gauntlet? Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Pretty badass.
Whoa.
But what I think people saw with the Avengers, it's real nerdy.
You don't care. Yeah. Wayne, I never thought that you'd look your nose down.
We were talking about horror movies, and we're now talking about super.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Let's get back to horror movies. Well, James Gunn, who directed Slither, which is a horror movie. Have you seen Slither?
No. It looks like a movie that would creep me out.
Fantastic. It's on Netflix. It's good? Okay. Really good. Good sense of humor. But that's a really tongue-in-cheek horror movie.
Those little things look like tongues. Or leeches.
They look leeches.
Yeah, but where they go, really good. Kind of hope they were.
Really good. You've got to watch it. It's just so good. I think their trailer for it was like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Halloween, Friday the 13th. Just kept listing off all these movies. Don't mean shit compared to this movie. and it's just Nathan Fillion is the lead character in it. And he's just perfect as, you know, and Elizabeth Banks is in it.
Oh.
Fucking looking great.
Right.
Fucking, what else is his name? The dad in Mallrats.
Oh, I can't think of who that is.
He's also the Hick brother in Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know how to say his name, but I definitely know the face.
Okay, but he's in it, like, and he's just, like, shining like a star. And then, like, fucking Pam from The Office in it before she was really known for being Pam.
Really?
Yeah, because she was married to James Gunn.
Oh, that's
the director.
Not Tim Gunn.
Okay. James Gunn. Jesus Christ.
Tim Gunn's the fashion guy.
But if you can watch watch his movies, Slither is on Netflix. I don't know if Super is, but if you can see Super, that's a really good one. Kevin Bacon plays it. That's where it all stems from. Kevin Bacon being a villain. Oh, Kevin Bacon plays this drug dealer, and like
it still isn't a horror movie.
Super kind of was. Picture like a mixture of Kick-Ass, and what's that new Bobcat Goldthwait movie that just came out?
God Bless America.
Basically, God Bless America is the same plot line as Super, only Super came out first.
Going through and slaughtering all those people.
Is it better than God Bless America?
I think Super is.
You didn't like God Bless America?
It was, you know what? It really missed a lot of points. I love the premise, but then it just went to, huh? Am I right? Huh? Right?
It did kind of happen.
Well, it could have been a half hour.
It was constantly pushing him into these little monologues.
This is a spoiler-filled show, I'm going to spoil it. You're going to still want to watch it. But basically, Super. The plot line of Super is his girlfriend leaves him for Kevin Bacon, so he goes a little crazy and starts, like, defending justice or whatever. Ellen Page is in it, and she, like, recognizes him, and she's like, you're Super, or whatever. And he's like, yeah, or he calls himself the Red something or whatever.
And it's like,
Red I don't wrench. Know what you're talking
Red
about.
Red Wrench?
No.
Red Monkey Wrench. Red Pipe Wrench.
So he says, basically, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she keeps stalking him, and finally she convinces him to let her be his sidekick. And so she starts going around, and they're like killing people, like in the name of justice or whatever, for like stupid things like parking illegally is wrong, and like bashing their car in or whatever. And so, like, he's snapped at this point. Right. He wants his girlfriend back. Or his wife. It was his wife. Finally, like, Ellen Page rapes him at one point in the movie. Like, she's, like, into him, and she's like, we should have sex. And he's like, no, no, I'm married, you know. And she's like, your wife left you. And she's like, I'm married. And she, like, rapes him. Like, gets on top of him and rapes him. He's, like, crying while she rapes him.
Whoa, let's see if that's on Netflix graphic. Right now. You get to see Ellen Page's then, titties or anything?
No.
What?
She rapes him, though. And then, that would like,
make it fun for him.
Then they go to find, rape. Then they go to find Kevin Bacon, like, Kevin Bacon's hideout or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And up to this point, they've never been shot at. And so they're, like, running towards the house, and they're getting shot at, and he's kind of dodging, and Ellen Page gets shot right in the head. Just... like, she dies.
Boom.
Like, she rapes him. They go to find Kevin Bacon. She gets shot in the head. She's dead. And he's just, like, he starts crying, holding her body, because he's, like, it's starting to hit him how real it is. Yeah. Like, this isn't just a game. And then he
beating someone to death with a wrench wasn't enough for that, I guess.
No, because, like, and then at the end, the big killer is, like, he gets to her, and he's like, I'm here for you. I love you. I want to protect you. And she's like, you don't understand. I don't love you. Like, I don't want to be with you at all. Like, I used you.
And he kills?
No.
God damn it.
No. At the end, he's sitting in his room, and he's been making, like, six-year-old drawings of, like, this is me, this is her, I love her. And, like, he's looking at these drawings that he's filled his room with, and, like, you realize that he's nuts. Like, he's fucking nuts.
Pretty tough breakup, yeah.
It starts out, you're like, ha, 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 kind of happy-go-lucky, and throughout the movie, it's just like, oh my God, this is really fucked up.
Darker and darker.
Like, it just keeps getting darker. James Gunn did a really fantastic job. And that is the guy who's doing Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's going to be fucking awesome, too.
That'll be pretty foreign to a lot of non-
I don't know a lot about people. Guardians of the Galaxy.
I don't either. Yeah.
I don't. I really don't, but I'm excited because James Gunn was attached to direct. That's all I need to know.
Okay.
I know that James Gunn is directing with help from his friend, Joss Whedon, mm-hmm. and Joss Whedon knows comic books.
Yep.
Both of them know comic books.
Shit, yeah.
So I'm excited just because it's like, I don't know anything about Guardians of the Galaxy, but if people that know comics and are into comics are doing the movie, I know it's going to be done justice.
That's what I think people saw with Avengers. They saw a director that didn't have an action movie background. They had a guy that was just a nerd background. Right. And that's why it was so good. They got that perspective of it.
But, well, you know, the thing is, with CGI today, a lot of the scenes are just like, okay, now picture this is going to happen. They're like, okay, and then you go to the drawings,
board, the literally CGI the drawing
people,
board.
And yeah. You're just like, okay, this is what I want to see happen. Hulk's going to smash this person, and this is going to happen. Hawkeye's going to shoot this person, and this is going to happen, and blah, blah, blah.
And then Ant-Man's going to come through. Oh, we can delete that guy.
Oh, my God, I can't believe that. Ant-Man's going to be in.
I thought he's getting his own movie.
He is.
What?
Yeah.
Oh!
And I'm assuming that that'll merge.
Did you hear who's directing
Ant-Man?
Tim Gunn.
No.
Oh.
Kevin Bacon.
Gandolfini.
Fuck. He's like one of my favorite
Garofalo.
Directors. Who directed Scott Pilgrim?
Do you mean Garofalo? Oh, Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright.
Yeah.
Edgar Wright's directing it. He wrote and is directing it.
Whoa.
That'll be good.
Now yeah. I want to see
yeah.
it for sure.
Yeah.
I love Scott Pilgrim.
Apparently there's
Scott
gonna be...
Pilgrim, nobody likes Scott Pilgrim for some reason. No, everyone liked it. No one, no. See, I loved it.
I was going to say, like, shut your
so
mouth.
So few people. Like, it was a shame is what I'm saying.
Shut
like,
your
that
face.
Movie made no money.
No, do you know
no
what happened?
Money whatsoever.
You know what happened was because one, it was very obscure. No one knew what it was. Mm-hmm. Two, it was Michael Cera, and people were just like, I know Michael Cera.
So second him at that point.
Michael Cera. But it was a different Michael Cera.
Yeah,
it was a completely different
I
Michael
know,
Cera.
And the trailer for it alone. I mean, I saw the trailer for it, and I was like, I don't think I want to see this. And then I just turned it on, and I was like, this is fucking awesome.
It's like the greatest movie. Yeah. I've watched that movie at least 20 times.
If you played video games in your childhood,
yeah.
there are so many little things about that you could pick up.
The little
that were
coins.
Like,
oh,
yeah. Oh,
coins. Oh, there's not even enough to get on the bus. I'll give you the difference. Yeah. And I go, that fucking life is great.
What are you doing? Getting a life?
Yeah.
Fucking everything.
What's the password? Whatever. Okay, get in. What's the second password? Get in.
No, I was gonna say my favorite. She's like, hi, Scott. And then all of a sudden the wheel starts going up in his head. And this is, I want to pee on you. I mean, I have to go pee. Because it's like, I have to pee. Like, he's trying to find an excuse to walk away.
Yeah. Whenever I go to the bathroom now, I think of the...
Oh, did you see how they did that shot, too? Hmm. So, like, that was all one shot, a Steadicam shot. Mm. Him walking into the bathroom. What they did, as soon as he closed the door, they moved the scenery out and they put that hallway. Because that moved into, he opens the door and he's in the hallway of his old high school.
Oh, remember? Yeah.
And he runs into Ramona Flowers. So it was like that was all commercial. One shot. What happened was, like, he walks in, closes the door. As he's peeing, is them moving all the scenery out.
Yeah.
And then moving the new, like, hallway scenery in. So he finishes, washes his hand, opens the door, and he's in the dream world.
Are you sure maybe just the area that he was in just didn't twist?
No.
To a hole, they didn't have to move
it. I watched it on the Blu-ray. Dude, I watched all the special features on my Blu-ray.
That sounds like a lot of work. Yeah. You could have just put it on a rotating bed, and that would have been way easier. I need to work on set design.
No, because if they would have spun him around while he was like pretending to pee, you would have seen him moving.
No, that's not like they're going to do a running start. It would just be very gradual. He probably would have barely felt it. They're not going to go, swing, wah! Like centrifugal force.
That's exactly how they would have done it. And fuck yourself.
this hair is like...
You don't know how Hollywood works.
Yeah, I know how everything works.
No, you don't, because I give you all these informational things that you don't know.
You make them know them because they're not true.
Are they? You haven't Googled any of them yet. I still think the orgasm seizure is my best one.
I still got to look up dick seizures, yeah.
Have you guys seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the new one and the old one?
I hated that movie so much.
I've seen pieces
Which
of
one
both.
Did you hate?
The old one I just
I hated the old one!
I liked the new one.
I liked the new one.
I didn't watch the new one because of the old one.
No.
Is Jessica Biel in the new one? Yeah, even her didn't. She didn't make me watch that movie. I was I would like to see her get axed up. You know what I'm talking about? In the crotch with my penis.
She looks
right.
Really good.
Right? But Texas Chainsaw original one made me hate it. No. And I understand the original one was made just basically as a joke.
No, that was another student film.
A what?
It was another student film.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like a fluke, just, hey, let's see what we can do.
Yeah.
And it became a cult classic because people believed, just because they said, based off of true stories.
Yeah.
And there's people who were like, no, none of this, nothing, no.
Wasn't it Lucy based off of Ed Gein?
No. Well,
that's what I heard.
There was elements in the sense that, like, Ed
Wearing
Gein,
another person's skin is based off of Ed Gein.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. Like, that's bullshit. Right. That'd basically be like anytime someone wears someone else's skin.
Silence of the Lambs.
Based off a true story.
It's based off of.
Boom.
Because.
That really, really fat girl. No, that's
true. When Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
Is trying to wear her skin.
Or puts the lotion on her skin.
Dead skin.
Puts the lotion on her skin. Ross gets the hose again.
Well, I used.
Give me back my dog!
I used up all the lotion and I filled this bucket.
I think that's an example of a good scary, like a really well written, like intellectual scary movie.
Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah,
but that wasn't supposed to. That was a thriller.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to be a horror.
It's a thriller that scared the shit out of me.
No, I would put it into the horror part when you see the night vision and he's all like that kind of shit. Then that's like, oh fuck this bullshit.
Touches her hair.
Yeah, and she's spinning around. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's where I gets into the horror.
And she turns and looks like right at
you.
Like,
oh fuck me.
She's gonna get it in the throat and then bang.
I don't think I remember that.
Oh, that's the one. That's the scary part.
She like
part.
Goes
oh,
down so into good. The basement.
Yeah,
he's
such
a good fucking
movie. Did you guys?
Like, I can smell your pussy.
What?
I really liked Red Dragon. I liked Red Dragon a lot.
I didn't see it.
No, it was good.
I saw Hannibal.
It was the only Brett Ratner movie I've ever liked.
Yeah, Red Dragon was all right.
What else has he done? I mean, I know he's a guy. And I know he's
Rush Hour.
Okay.
Rush Hour 2.
Hello.
Rush Hour 3. X-Men 3.
I never saw Rush Hour 3 either.
He did the X-Men 3. Hey, Joseph, come out of my mouth. He's done the worst movies in the world.
And then Red
He did X-Men, the third one.
That was shit.
Remember how shitty that was? Shit. Remember the first one was good? The second one was just like, oh my god, they're building momentum.
Yeah.
The third one is going to rock dicks off.
Yeah.
You know?
That one.
Third one, Bryan Singer decided to do Superman instead of X-Men 3.
And that turned out to suck too.
I liked Superman.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't love it. I didn't think it was my favorite movie of all time.
I'm looking forward to the next one.
But I liked what he did. I like Brandon Routh because he was really good in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World as well. Mm-hmm. Superman's in Scott Pilgrim. That fucking movie kicked. I love Scott Pilgrim so much. Anyhow, do we consider Shaun of the Dead a horror movie?
I do because it has zombies. And it's like you're saying, kind of like along the lines of Dawn of the Dead or Army of Darkness. There's a little like going on there, but still, like, there's a legitimate urgency to get away from masses of zombies.
It's not funny the whole time.
Right. Definitely. Oh, exactly. But, you know, they put light onto it. Like, you got to keep going on. So they turn it into basically game shows.
He's got to kill his mom.
Right? How sad was that? And then he basically adopts his best friend, who still farts. That's a good friendship right there.
Adopts a zombie.
Hey!
He's got him, like, chained up. What are you doing?
Hey, you.
You know, did you guys ever see Zombieland?
Yes. That was good. I definitely would not consider horror, though.
Yeah,
I'd say was a little less obviously horror. Yeah, really? a little more obviously comedy. I would say
far more thriller
than Shaun of the Dead.
I put it more in a thriller than horror ish, but it's still a great movie. I still love that movie. I mean, Woody Harrelson was.
Yeah. Did you know that was originally supposed to be a TV series? Zombieland.
Really?
It was originally written as a TV series, and the pilot was up until the point where they meet Emma Stone and the little girl.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the first episode was going to be him meeting Wichita or whatever.
Mm-hmm. They see him, they find him, like, the back of a grocery store or something, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that originally was going to be the end of the first pilot episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was going to just go on with them, you know, doing whatever. Right. And basically, this is really funny. Basically, the network that they presented to, I can't remember which one it was. I think it might have been Fox. So the network they presented it to was like, yeah, I don't think anyone's going to want to watch a weekly zombie series. And then Walking Dead comes out.
Yeah.
And Walking Dead, boom!
Yeah.
Well, season two of Walking Dead was so terrible.
It was terrible. So inconsistent.
So terrible.
There was like episodes that were great and then three that were just unwatchable. Like,
you know what it
was?
Frank Darabont, he dropped out, or he got fired, basically.
Didn't they just think it was going to be one season, and then they were just like, all right, everybody, the writers got different jobs, and then they're like, oh, no, we want to bring this back. I thought that's what happened with the second season. Basically, there wasn't anybody from the original left because they were told this was only going to be one season. So they were all like, I'm going to go get another job then. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
No, what happened was Frank Darabont, who also did The Mist, Shawshank Redemption, like that guy.
Okay.
He helped create the series for TV or helped adapt the series. He basically, after the first season, started doing the second season, and he was apparently going over budget. And so AMC was just like, you're fired. So they fired him, and he took a bunch of his writers with him.
Okay.
Because he was like, well, then I'm just going to take some of my people with me.
Yeah.
And enjoy your fucking show. Fuck yourself. And it didn't have the same storytelling ability. Like, right. And it tried very to follow. Obvious. Basically,
finish season two? Or did you give up? A lot of people
I watched the final episode, and it was totally worth skipping everything else just for that final. Fuck, are you shitting kidding me? It's all, they're just like, what? Who gives a bam, bam, bam? And it's all like, oh, okay, I now understand what you're talking about, why you didn't kill all these zombies. I got you now. Come here, little girl. Bam! Like, fuck.
There was a couple. That was the last episode.
That was like season 2A. That was the, because they kind of split up season 2 into two parts.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just watched the whole season 2 on.
Yeah, but then I just stopped.
So, yeah, that's what I did.
I haven't watched any of it. So that was the new season started yet?
Yeah, they just started.
I just started like just
watch the second season on Netflix, because like you can skip through a lot of the exposition. But like basically, there was like maybe a scene in each episode that was worth watching, and then the rest of it was just kind of like
no, I disagree with
there
that.
there was a little too much crying, and see that's kind of why I thought Walking Dead would work, was that did you read the comics?
Yeah
all of them?
Not all of them.
Okay. I've done the first 12 trades, and they're really good, and they're very, I mean, everyone always says it, but they're very character development focus and stuff like that. They move slow. It's not all about the blood, guts, and gore. And stuff
right.
So that's why I thought it would work well, because people like to see characters work.
But
they don't want to see nothing but that. Like, it was right. nothing but
the,
conversations.
The thing about comics, the thing about reading in general is, like, it's what I... Okay, because we're all comics here, it's the same as what I tell people when they ask about comedy. Is I'm like, you know, comedy is, like, it's different than storytelling. Like, if I tell you a story, I can go into as much detail as I want. If we're just sitting here, I can be like, blah, 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 this, right. and this, and this. Tell you... minuscule details. I can tell insider things that you already know, like people. If I say, oh, so you know Sarah, right? Mm-hmm. So you know that Sarah likes to do this, right? All right. So Sarah was doing this the other night, you know, but and you know because you have prior knowledge. So it's a lot more developed and stuff like that. When you're telling a joke, I can't go up and tell the story the same way because if I want to tell something about Sarah, I have to be like, well, first let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah's like this and this and this.
You
and
got
this
to do a joke about Sarah yeah. first.
Yeah.
Right.
And you got to do some character development.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. So it's like, you know, because I've had some people tell me, they're like, oh, I thought about doing comedy. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, I've got a couple funny stories. I'm like, have you worked on it as a joke and not just a funny story?
Different process.
Because, like, it's way different. And that's the same thing with Walking Dead. Is Walking Dead in a fucking book form or in a comic book form or any book. You know, they can give so much more detail. They can reference things that you can look back later, and they can do all this stuff. When you're presenting in a film, you gotta truncate it and fucking present it a lot faster, cleaner way, and get you through it.
Nice, neat, tight package.
Boom.
Don't make that shit sloppy.
Boom.
Right? It's like a vagina. You look at that thing, you're like, that's sloppy. Tighten that shit up.
Boom.
I can't say I've ever had to yell that at somebody before.
Boom.
Okay. Sloppy vaginas way. I'm sorry.
So,
oh, we had a virgin. Whoa!
Well, I mean, he's a virgin in some ways. He's taken on the butt a few times. You know what I'm saying?
What?
That doesn't count.
That's just if you do middle it to school. Yourself, it doesn't count.
That was just church camp. Anyhow.
Right. It was forgiven.
Right, bros. Right. Bro five.
But bro.
Have you ever given a bro five?
No.
Good, because I just created it. The other day in Rochester. A bro five is when you give like a power to the people kind of thing. And then it's knock hands. It's bro five.
Nope. Nice. That's not gonna happen.
Do you have a bro five, Adam?
No.
Do you use some butt chugging afterwards?
Yeah.
Bro five?
Nope.
Come on, give me a bro five.
Nope.
You know you want to, Wayne.
No, I'm gonna be a low five. That means I'll punch you in the dick.
Alright. Horror movies. So we've talked
now
about...
Now we are 57 minutes in. Now we're going to continue. We're going to stop talking about The Strangers.
No, we're going to try to do a three-parter. Because we did The Strangers, and we talked about Slither, and we talked about some other horror films.
We mentioned Slither.
Some other totally non-horror
films. All right, so your favorite horror movie, one of your most favorite, is The Strangers.
I would say, yeah. I mean, on a drama, thriller, horror basis, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was just really, like I said, so much. I'm not going to talk about it for another hour.
Yeah.
Promise
Adam,
me.
Your favorite, you mentioned.
I still say Army of Darkness. I think Army of Darkness is my favorite. And I like the Evil Dead series in general, because even when Sam Raimi wasn't so obviously hamming it up with Evil Dead 1 and 2, like there was still, that was still there.
Well, Evil Dead 2 like, was just was Evil, 1 remake, Evil Dead 1 remake.
True. Yeah.
But which like, is
the
ridiculous.
The sense of humor was still there.
He didn't
go for like the full blown, he wasn't so clearly going for comedy like he was in Army of Darkness to me.
Right.
I think that's pretty exciting.
What about Cabin Fever? You guys seen Cabin Fever?
I have. That's another one of the people who have sold it on me. Who's the guy that did it?
Eli Roth.
Yeah. See, I saw Hostel. His first movie. Did not like Hostel.
See, Hostel, Hostel is technically a horror movie, but I would consider more torture porn.
Yes.
I mean, that's right. What I really was. It was just like...
Think about this, though. How about this? See, now, with Eli Roth is writing down the ideas for this fucking movie of torture porn, what if he, like, left his notebook at, like, the Starbucks and someone picked that up and they were like, oh my God, I know who this guy is. I'm calling the cop over and he's beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. And then he would have gone to jail for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He would have gotten a lobotomy.
You know what I find really interesting about horror movies is, like, there's been a trend lately, I would say in the last decade, where, like, horror movies all take place over in Europe. This concludes part two of our interview with Adam Wheeler. Next episode, you'll hear us talk about our reasons, or my reasons, for why I believe a lot of horror movies have been taking place in Europe.
Thank you for listening to Cinema Catnip.
To contact Ted or Wayne, email them cinemacatnip@gmail.com or contact them on Twitter. Wayne Burfines @MCDS_orange or Ted Evans @TedEvans0107. If this is an emergency, dial 911.